there's nothing that people who are going through the mill need more in the isolation of their Patmos experience than the reassurance that they're not alone. If people have been out of circulation through ill health or unemployment or child rearing, it's entirely normal for them to wonder if they're going to be able to cope again. They benefit enormously from having someone who believes in them and who's prepared to walk alongside them. Don't let the fear of not having the right words stop you from getting in touch with these people, even if the extreme pressure that they're under is making them brusque and unpredictable. Check with them whether they want to be on their own, or whether they really value your companionship enormously. But don't become resentful if they're unable to give themselves to you in the way that perhaps you're used to. Make the adjustments and the allowances. Let your strengths cover for their weakness at that time. And then let them come close when it's you who are in need of such companionship. Be proactive about getting in touch and finding ways to help.
It's so important to relate to people as people in their own right, rather than as problems to be labelled and put into categories. They're not just cancer sufferers, unemployed, or those who have been jilted, abandoned, and so on. They're people to respect and to respond to. May they feel able to share with us what is really troubling them, precisely because we are not trying to brandish solutions for situations that can't be solved overnight, but are simply bearing the gift of the Lord's presence just by being there for them and allowing Him to work through us.